Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.
Good evening and welcome to the OFM Business Hour with me, Oli Bocheng Motse, powered by Standard Bank Business Banking. Tonight I'm speaking to Lauren Salt, an executive at ENS Africa's Employment Department, regarding vaccine risk assessments. What are they and why do they matter to you and I? Here's our conversation. What is a vaccine risk assessment?
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. So there was a consolidated occupational health and safety directive that came out during the course of last year and has been updated subsequently. In June of this year, we saw a new iteration of this consolidated directive, and that has set out certain requirements of employers in respect of vaccination. With that in mind, they have now set out that employers must, within a 21-day period of the directive being released, conduct a risk assessment of their workplace to see whether or not vaccinations must be made mandatory. Now, so that risk assessment, you will look into whether or not there are any employees who are at risk, either because of their age, comorbidities, because of the way in which they work. And then on that assessment, if there obviously are high risks, then employers then might need to make the election as to whether or not to implement a mandatory vaccination policy.
Well, can employers compel employees to take the vaccine, legally speaking?
Yes, so they can, but you know, as all lawyers say, it depends. So in theory, yes, you can compel employees to take the vaccination. However, you must be mindful that you need to balance your rights as an employer against the rights of the employees. Now, your rights as an employer are, and your obligations are, to maintain a healthy and safe work environment. And on the other end, on the employee side, they've got various constitutional rights. And that might come into play in respect of the vaccination. So you may have employees who have certain religious views that preclude them from having medical procedures, and they may on that basis say that it's against my religion to take the vaccination. So you can implement a mandatory vaccination policy where you require your employee to take it, but obviously that must be balanced out against the employee's rights, and if employees do refuse, you need to make an assessment as to whether or not you can force employees to take the vaccination on that basis.
Mm-hmm. What is the latest iteration of the Consolidated Direction on Occupational Health and Safety Measures say? I mean, I understand that there's some kind of a deadline.
So there is a deadline. That deadline has come and gone. The deadline lapsed on the 2nd of July. So all employers, and I think this is something that not everybody knows, all employers, whether you want to impose a vaccination policy or not at this stage, need to undergo a risk assessment. Whatever is the outcome of that risk assessment will then inform how you take the vaccination policy forward. But all employers needed to have, within that 21-day period, done their risk assessments.
Okay, so what happens? What are the consequences if you have not conducted this risk assessment by now?
In terms of the directive itself, there are enforcement provisions which entitle inspectors under the Occupational Health and Safety Act to undertake various actions, including inspections. And it quite specifically says that if you do not comply with the directive, that you may be liable for offences and penalties under the Occupational Health and Safety Act. And those offences are a fine or imprisonment.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, can an employee refuse to do their work on the basis of an employer failing to carry out a risk assessment?
So not strictly. Mm-hmm. An employee can, under the directive, refuse to work and provide their services to the employer if there is a risk of them contracting the virus. So part of the risk assessment, obviously, and particularly because we've been in the midst of a third wave, would be to see whether your workplace measures, your health and safety measures, are adequate and meet up to the risks associated with where the pandemic is at the moment. So conceivably, an employee could say, you've not done your risk assessment and you have not adjusted your health and safety measures, including potentially implementing a vaccination program. and therefore I'm going to withhold my services. And that could be, if there is a genuine risk to the employee's health and safety, it could be something that the employee could validly do. But if there's no valid reason for the employee to do that, for instance, if it is a completely safe and healthy work environment, the employee is alone in an office or working remotely and there's limited risk of exposure in the workplace, then the employer might be able to take action against the employee for withholding their services.
Well, in closing, what is your final words of bits of advice with regards to these particular directive? What is something that employers need to be, you know, cognizant of when it comes to it?
I think employers need to do their risk assessment. I think there's a lot of employers out there, particularly based on the surprise that I received when I highlighted there was a 21-day deadline, that haven't done their risk assessment. So employers, do your risk assessment. You don't want inspectors knocking on your door, neither do you want employees withholding their services validly or not. So get on to that and adjust your health and safety measures if you need to.
And that was Lauren Salt, an executive at ENS Africa's Employment Division. She urges all employers to do what is right and conduct the risk assessments as is required legally to avoid any penalties or refusal to render services by any employees. Our conversation is available on ofm.co.za. Just remember to click on Read and then on Business.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.